Dance, Billy Idol on the Brinkley Show, River 1467 at 20 past 8.
It's a shame that this is the last old bloke that's ever going to be handed
out. You're
going
to have to answer the question.
I'll answer the question. I think it's a really complex question.
You never know what you're going to get.
Oh, my goodness. Big news. Big news. Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane on the line. Good morning to you, sir.
Hello, Jace. Good morning.
Harry and Meghan, a new bub.
Yes, that's right. We hear this morning about 2 a.m., 2 or 3 a.m. our time here in Australia. The news was confirmed that over the weekend, Saturday our time, they welcomed their second child. Of course, we knew it was going to be a baby girl, and we now know how big the baby was, 3.5 kilograms. And we have the name, of course, Lilibet Diana Mountbatten Windsor, Lily for short. Of course, Lilibet being the nickname that was given to the Queen when she was a very young age, and of course has been used by all of the royal family, including her husband Prince Philip, for at the 73 years or so that they were married. But Lily was actually the favourite way back in April with the bookies over in the UK when they slashed the odds from like 66 to 1 to 25 to 1. Grace was only the next name that was sort of up there in terms of betting. So we all missed that. Not sure if they had any of the odds up there for the actual weight of the baby, which, as I said, was 3.5 kilograms. But the odds are pretty good, I think, that we'll be seeing the bub probably sooner rather than later. I think, you know, Harry and Meghan have been pretty forthright in the way that they've been dealing with things in terms of their personal life. They have been private to a degree, but of course we know they have those big deals with Netflix that are in place. We've seen them do the interview with Oprah. So I think we'll probably see the baby sooner rather than later. But I was having a quick look this morning just to see what other celebrities have daughters named Lily. And I see that now Harry and Meghan join the likes of the great Phil Collins, actor Michael Sheen, actress Diane West, and the great Bob Geldof in having a daughter named Lily. So they're in good company.
Hey, I want to ask you just quickly in relation to that, do you reckon this will recalibrate their relationship with the home family?
Possibly. Obviously, we've seen all of the names that they've used there with that baby are relevant to the royal family. There's no nod to Meghan in there at all. So they're sticking somewhat with tradition.
Yeah.
Of course, it'll be quite some time before the royals get to probably meet the new little baby because of COVID. So, yeah, it'll be interesting times ahead. Of course, we're due to see Harry and William catch up for the unveiling of that statue of Diana later this month, all things going to plan. So we'll have to wait and see.
Talk about it then. Hey, Craig McLaughlin back in the spotlight. He's been forced to warn his fans about someone pretending to be his partner online.
Yes, I don't know what possesses people to do this, but it's just downright disgusting. But yes, at the end of last week, he had to come out on Facebook and warn his fans that there was somebody that was impersonating his partner, Vanessa Scammell, Nessie, as he refers to her, on Facebook. He's very active on Facebook. And this particular person was posing as her and replying to people that were communicating with him on his Facebook page and saying that they had won a prize. Then, of course, presumably procuring their personal details from there. So he's had to come out and say, look, you know, Nessie's not replying to anybody. If somebody like that does reply to you, don't engage. Certainly don't give them any of your personal information and report it to Facebook. So hopefully they can deal with these scumbags.
Yeah. Hey, I want to wrap up with a conversation about UFOs. It's a big topic at the moment with the phenomenon coverage there a week or two ago. But Grant Denyer's come out saying that he's seen a UFO. Have you ever seen a UFO, Jade?
I haven't seen a UFO, no, but my dad is actually pretty adamant that he saw one many, many years ago. I won't say where, but Grant seems to believe the same thing. More than 20 years ago, when he was 19, he said last night on Channel 7 that he was driving through Narre Warren in Melbourne's southeastern suburbs, and he believes that he saw a UFO. He kept it a secret at the time because he didn't think anybody would believe him. But he says he saw these five dots in two groups, real bright as a plane, but not moving, definitely not satellites. And then when one of them left the group to join the others, they sort of hovered around for another 10 seconds or so, and then both groups just zoomed together and completely disappeared. So it certainly sounds consistent with what we know UFOs do tend to do, but who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows?
who knows when it comes to UFOs. All right, Jade, always good to have you on the show. We'll catch up with you quickly on Friday. Enjoy your week, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Jack.
Sunraysia, what's your plans from 1 p.m.?